Now, in our science and tech slot today, I want to take a look at how digital technology can be used to improve the delivery of healthcare. We're talking here about the concept of the e-patient, somebody who is proactively involved in their own healthcare decisions and who makes good use of online resources to inform those decisions and access the healthcare that they need. And on the line with me to talk about this concept and particularly how we can tap into it here in South Africa is someone who is studying the role of digital technology in healthcare innovation, and we'll be speaking on that topic at the upcoming Africa Health Digital Health Conference, which is taking place in Johannesburg later this week. Vanessa Carter is a Stanford University Medicine X scholar, and just by way of explanation, Medicine X is one of the world's top programs in healthcare innovation and the use of emerging technology in this field. Vanessa, thank you so much for joining us today. It's great to have you on the show.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
How has the internet and access to technology changed the way people engaged with healthcare information in particular?
I think, you know, the internet was first made publicly available back in 1991. South Africa Rhodes University were the first ones to tap into that. And, you know, if we look at every single sector, including, you know, the way that our kids learn, you know, back in the day, I don't know, you know, we used to go and get encyclopedias out of the library, you know, but in today's day and age, when kids do school projects, they use the internet to do that. And so medicine is not exempt. We use, the internet to research our healthcare. And, you know, so back in the 1990s when this first became a phenomenon, there was the term coined, which was cyberchondriac.
Yes.
Which was, you know, patients were Googling, they were Google wasn't around then, but we had access to information and we didn't know what to do with it. Doctors didn't know what to do with this informed patient. But as this was three decades ago, and as technology has evolved, we've got more access to more reputable information. And so this is where the term e-patient comes in. You know, is in other words, it's not just about being digital anymore. It's about being empowered, engaged. Engaged meaning that you actually want to use the technology. They're designed well. And, you know, so this is what we're studying at Stanford at the moment.
Okay, now such an important part of that last sentence was about access to reputable information, because we've all been there, we've consulted Dr. Google and come away convinced that the common cold we had is actually the start of something far more serious, because we weren't reading, either we didn't understand what we were reading or we didn't have sufficient knowledge of our own to process it. I mean, there are readers who won't distinguish between what they read in the Lancet journal and what they read in a tabloid newspaper, for example. Is that part of the challenge, finding ways to make sure that people are accessing the right kind of information in a format that they can understand even as a layperson?
Yes. Okay. So, so that's a very, very long question, first of all, but it's also a very complex question, because where we are right now in the evolution of the web, okay, it's web version 2. We're moving towards web version 3, and web version 3 is about more than just the internet. It's about patients also collecting data from their wearables, from their smart TVs, from their smart fridges, from their smart homes, from their, you know, so we are evolving to something greater. And when we start talking about Industry 4.0, that becomes even more complicated. So, so to kind of get to your answer, how do we decipher which information is correct or not? 30 years ago, we couldn't, because we were very, very new having access to information. And so, you know, in South Africa, for example, we only 54% online at the moment. The more we get access to information, the more evolved we become, the more expert we become. The more we are exposed to certain disease, for example, as well, the more expert we become. So that's also, it's a very complicated question. But using the evolution of the web again, you know, how do we answer that question? Because when you start quantifying yourself using different data sources, would, going back to the whole cyberchondriac issue, would it make sense to be that patient that's a cyberchondriac trying to analyze data from all these sources, and you're not, you know, in a position to actually understand what that means?
Yeah.
So, I hope that answers your question.
Okay, no, thank you. To come back to the e-patient and the ways in which digital tech can improve access to healthcare, let's talk about an example that's already in place here in South Africa. You're using fairly simple tech, the Mom Connect program, which is a cell phone app that pregnant women can tap into for information taking them through their pregnancy. And that it's a fairly simple concept and easy to access, even in an area that, for example, has got poor Wi-Fi coverage. Is that something that's been working quite successfully in this country, as far as you know?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, for, you know, and as far as I know, platforms like those are also exploring other digital aspects, for example, WhatsApp groups, you know, because, again, short message systems, SMS is advancing, you know, and so, yeah, definitely. I mean, if you look at, I'll give you an example, Facebook, okay? I mean, Facebook has got over 6 million health-related patient community groups. We've got a lot of charities in South Africa that are using these patient groups to gather data from patients to get direction, you know, in the sense of where they should go with the advocacy work that they're doing. We've got Twitter. Twitter is an open access social media platform. In South Africa, we've got 30% of the population that are using Twitter. Facebook is obviously much bigger than Twitter, but because it's global, that it's much more accessibly global, which means that we can follow global trends much more easily on Twitter than we can on the other platforms. So these are all, you know, Mom Connect is a good example of it, but it, we should, I think what the problem is with South Africa is we kind of look at our SMS Connect system and we say we can't move beyond that. And I think that we really can. I mean, if we look at sort of mobilization protest groups like Fees Must Fall, how did we get our voices globally, across the globe within seconds, was to use these open social media platforms. So each different technology has a different function, if you want to put it that way. And so in the case of like a listeriosis outbreak or an outbreak in general, those sort of platforms are very powerful. Mom Connect might be powerful for maternal health, but, you know, there's other platforms that are powerful for other things.
Vanessa Carter, thank you so much for those very interesting insights on the role, the increasingly important role of digital technology in terms of access to healthcare information. Vanessa is a Stanford University medicine ex-scholar who will be speaking at the Africa Health Digital Health Conference in Johannesburg later this week.